Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, someone said that you need to date a bi girl at least once in your life because they have a higher sex drive and appreciate the female form enough to bang other girls with you, and that there's no downside. Yeah, right. There's always a downside. They're usually bipolar, that is, and sleeping with two women means too much mental gymnastics. One of them will feel like she isn't valued as much. Besides, technically all women are bi if they drink enough. Up next, someone wonders why some people continue to pay with cash. Probably because they have jobs like construction or waiting tables where they get paid cash under the table. And instead of reporting it on their income tax, what they do is go pay others in cash. They can't exactly put large sums into the bank without the bank and government getting suspicious. Cash also allows you to buy stuff untracked. Remember what happened to the truckers in Canada when the government froze their bank accounts? If they had cash, they were fine. Number three, these Australians say that the only net zero that we need is immigration. Even Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, says that the developed countries in the future that have the lowest number of foreign migrants will have the best future. And he's also the head of the World Economic Forum now. Let's see if he uses this power to try and stop mass migration, like that would ever happen. As for net zero, it's not good enough. We need to send foreign students and illegal migrants out. Moving on, back in the 60s, anyone could walk into a store with cash and walk out with a boomstick. No questions asked and no background check. Yet no one went out on a rampage. So what changed? We stopped living in a high-trust society. In the 70s, we started closing the asylums and pharmaceutical drugs couldn't solve the problem. Also in the late 60s, welfare was introduced and single mothers make criminals. Those include the ones that divorce. Lots of reasons. Number 5, someone says that if Canada became a state, it could be separated into the Eastern and Western Canada portions, and the far north could remain as a territory. This won't happen, though. Instead, parts of Western Canada are voting to leave Canada next year, and if they do, they'll probably vote to join the United States, while leaving the rest of Canada financially destitute with no other choice than to crawl to Washington and ask to join the Union. That's a more likely scenario. But in all honesty, nobody really wants Quebec. Up next, what's the worst movie you ever sat through from start to finish? For me, it was Ghostbusters, the female version. Although there was one terrible film in the 90s that I watched in theaters, there was even worse, called Mom and Dad Save the World. Although by today's Disney Marvel standards, that's still pretty good. And it also has John Lovitz and Mr. Rooney from Ferris Bueller in it. One film is so bad I had to walk out of, called Vanilla Sky. Number 7, there's a building on fire and you can only save two of them. Who will it be? Which ones will pay the most, of course? I'm guessing that's Clinton and Nancy Pelosi. Although something tells me Clinton will have me ended before I ever see the cash. If they could only pay you in sex, then it would have to be options A and F. Sorry though, my legs cramped up and I can't save any of them. Can't I just grab some marshmallows? Moving on, someone says that men are judged based on how their women act in public. If she's loud and argumentative, they lose respect. And if she's feminine and graceful, they gain respect. Actually, men are judged more on how attractive she looks. Or you could just ignore the opinions of others, or just leave her at home, too. These days, it's best to stay away from all women. It's the nice, polite, quiet ones that are the most deadly because they scheme in silence. Number 9, IMG Modeling names Kamala Harris's adopted daughter as the most beautiful woman in the world. That's nice, but is that herpes or zits on her face? She was also really great in that now-ancient film UHF. Also, her brows look like they're about to connect each other and give each other a little kiss above her nose. If she really is the most beautiful woman in the world, then what's this TikTok girl? The most beautiful woman in the galaxy. IMG Modeling only says this because they were probably paid to do so. Up next, someone says that every time they see a picture of Cairo, they think it's the closest image to hell that they can imagine. I've been there and it took forever to drive across it, and I saw guys herding goats on top of 10-story buildings. You know, your culture is not compatible with modernity when you're raising farm animals in an urban environment. Apparently, these slums have also been torn down. I'm sure there are plenty more they haven't done yet. This place looks like it was nuked, but it wasn't. Number 11, defying science, American parents are turning away from male circumcision. Exactly what science is that? There is nothing scientific about male genital mutilation. The only actual argument I've heard for this in the West is cleanliness and that women prefer how it looks. Most men prefer women with big boobs. You don't see us forcing women to get mandatory boob jobs now, do you? They just don't want us men to feel sexual pleasure, so we work harder to create wealth for our owners. Moving on, here are Brittany and Abby, the conjoined twins, stopping at McDonald's with their newborn. That poor husband. He's gonna have to deal with crazy levels of nagging. This is the only example of where it's actually acceptable to refer to someone as they, them. Also, their husband probably gets off on the fact that he can give two women an orgasm at the same time. They also had to pay for two college degrees but only get one salary at their job. No justice detected. Number 13 looks like Tucker Carlson is quite upset when he hears that that Indian truck driver in Florida ended three people while making a U-turn, but then has a hard time keeping a straight face after realizing that they were all Haitian migrants let in by the Biden administration under the Temporary Protected Status Program for Haiti. That's still terrible, but you know that there are tons of people out there that think that this is a happy accident, and that no Americans were actually harmed in the incident. Up next, this woman opened up an auto body repair shop for women only, where clients can get their nails and hair done while their cars are being fixed by female mechanics. Great, they'll be distracted by nice nails while their cars are falling apart. Imagine taking your car there, and the female mechanic tells you that you should actually know what the problem is already. I'm guessing that it's already gone out of business, less than 30 days after opening. Number 15, and speaking of cars, Gen Z is running out of gas in their cars too, because they're scared of filling them up. It's called refuel anxiety. The only anxiety I've had at the local gas station is going in because the Jeets try and sell me stuff that I don't need. I also get anxiety using my Petro points card because someone at the gas station keeps stealing all my points. So now what I have to do is immediately redeem them and leave the balance as close to zero as possible on my loyalty card. Moving on, what the hell happened in Finland? One of their courts ruled that sleeping with a 10-year-old is not rape in a case against a migrant. This happened back in 2017, and while it wasn't exactly rape, the migrant was put away for 3 years for aggravated sexual assault. A massive public outcry led to a legal challenge where sex with a minor is automatically classified as rape now, which it wasn't before. Meanwhile, since then, a similar case happened in Austria too. Looks like the world needs another Austrian painter. Number 17, which one do you prefer? One Taylor Swift ticket or 11,000 McChickens? They had me at only one McChicken. Another question is, if you take all of them, do you have to eat them all at once? Then again, I'll take neither option because they're both kind of poisonous. Then again, maybe I'll take the ticket because I can still sell it. The most I can do with the McChickens is donate them to a homeless shelter. Regardless of which option you take, you're either going to die fast or die slow. Up next, Terrence Pop says, this is what a Canadian anti-theft device looks like. Sure, if it's a Muslim home invader. But most of the ones these days are Indians, and this won't deter them. A few weeks ago, there were three home invasions in only one day in the Toronto area involving Indians. People are getting tired of this, but not apparently tired enough to vote for a political party that's going to stop it. The Indians can have Canada. I'll eventually leave to a place where they aren't allowed to live. Number 19, Japan has a new drug in trials that regrows human teeth, and it'll be ending dentures and implants forever. Looks like dentists and dental studios might have to start hiring assassins, or their business will be in jeopardy. The test right now is on 30 men, and if it's safe, they'll plan on extending it, and the goal is to make it available to everyone by 2030. Researchers at the Kyoto University Hospital started the Phase 1 trials in September of 2024. Moving on, men in skirts is the genderless fashion that's gaining momentum in America. No, it's not. Oh, so now they're fine with cultural appropriation when it feminizes dudes. Remember, everyone, for men it's called a kilt, and if you wore something underneath it, then it would be called a skirt. They don't want to call it a kilt, though, because kilts are cool, especially if you're also carrying a sword. But men aren't built for bifurcated garments. Number 21, I hope you haven't had your dinner yet, because here's 60-year-old Liz Hurley and her 85-year-old mom making you want to hurl. At least they're kind enough to have their bodies photoshopped, and they aren't too fat. But it still makes me wonder what their OF link is. On the bright side, at least Elizabeth Hurley has another 25 years before she looks like her mother. And it's crazy that she looks better than many 30-year-old women out there these days. Up next, this year's summer box office revenue barely matches last year's. They were lucky it didn't fall because last year, at least we had Barbie and Oppenheimer. As far as I'm concerned, I can't wait until AI puts Hollywoke out of business entirely. I can't wait until the audience makes content that it actually wants to see. I started having a hard time finding things to watch every month in the movie theater back in the early 2010s. These days I have a hard time finding anything I want to watch in the theater in the entire year. Number 23, Little Tay, made $15 million in just 2 weeks on being on OF. Other women see this and they think that they too can exploit simps for endless amounts of cash. But as far as I'm concerned, if you're only 18 and bragging about millions from OF, then your parents have failed you. There are at least a million perverted fans out there that are waiting for lewd pictures of her their entire lives. I don't see the appeal though. She looks mid and she looks like she's borderline Down syndrome. Moving on, the FBI never cleans a crime scene, but here are some agents hosing down where the assassin tried to take Trump out a while back. To be honest though, they knew who he was and what he was trying to do. Spraying his blood with water wasn't actually going to change anything. I'm more interested as to why the FBI and Secret Service didn't think to check the roof before the shooting even happened. Even after people told them there was a shooter on their roof that climbed that ladder. Number 25 and the last one, why are women like this? This makes me think that when a woman says I love you, you need to remember that she probably means for now. If you're a good man with one-itis, this sort of dating and mating market will be the worst for you. The only reason she's saying that she loves you is because she's trying to convince herself of it. Remember guys, the majority of women out there have a man on the back burner. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day.